Hello and welcome to URN Touchdown, your way of listening to URN content and enjoying the NFL. It's the only way you can do it. I'm joined by Jake Longhurst, a jubilant Jets fan after two mad weeks. The Jets beat my beloved Dolphins 40-17 in the Meadowlands and then went to Lambeau Field and won. Can you describe to me? I just realised we're doing this with a green microphone. This is just, we live
it
in a Jets world.
It couldn't get any better. It couldn't get any better.
How are you, pal?
Mate, I'm over the moon in terms of NFL. Like, yeah. You know, irrelevant of anything else happening in my life, I'm having a wonderful time with everything NFL. Mm. I mean, the Dolphins game, it was tight. It was very tight up till that final quarter.
Yeah, just
and it could have gone either way. Mm. And then suddenly, the blooming afterburners, everyone in the Jets has turned them on. Yeah. Everyone in the Jets has just snapped into a laser blooming focus.
Yeah.
And they go up 21 points in the final 15.
It's just mad, isn't it? It's just really mad. The Dolphins could have taken a lead and it would have been 2017, 2018. And then it just went wrong. It just went wrong. The Dolphins started with Teddy Bridgewater, who was then sacked in the end zone. But he threw the ball, so it was intentional grounding, which then makes it a safety, meaning the from literally the first play, the Dolphins would points down and never really recovered. Teddy was then done by the Tua rule due to some recent dodgy ideas about concussion. If one spotter spots you as having concussed sort of notions, ideas, sort of that sort of thing, you're out of the game. Teddy Bridgewater apparently stumbled and was out of the game, meaning Skylar Thompson, a seventh round pick, had his first ever NFL debut. He played pretty well, what you expect a seventh round pick to do. 19 catches off 33 attempts, 166 yards, one interception, which of course did come off a Dolphins receiver. But Zach Wilson, 14 completions, 210 yards. Breece Hall, absolutely.
Breece Hall is a beast.
Yeah.
He's been brilliant so far. And he genuinely has quite a lot of potential to go really far now. Yeah. Like the way he's playing, if he keeps his consistency, not only this season, but the next few seasons, he could be a real force for the Jets.
Yeah, I think what we're. Just, I'm going to put this in perspective. Almost 197 yards out of 20 carries, including receptions. Mad stats.
His average receives is 50 yards. That is mental.
Yeah.
Two receives and a total of 100 yards. Mm. Mental. Like, he's ridiculous. He is quite obscene at the moment. It's. I can imagine, especially as a Dolphins fan, but just as another fan of the NFL, yeah. Looking at him, you're like, what have the Jets got there?
Jets are looking like a really exciting team. And then you go to Lambeau Field, the frozen tundra, and win. Go on.
Especially, like, I mean, Lambeau Field is one of those, it's like an Old Trafford, an Anfield.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a fortress. It is an absolute fortress. The Packers have probably the most dedicated fan base in America for any sport.
Oh, gotcha.
Like, they are a ridiculous place to go and play, let alone as a team as the Jets, who are not very consistent,
no.
To say the least, over the last few seasons. They have been nothing if not atrocious.
They've been consistently bad.
Yeah, that's the only consistency they've had. And to then turn up 27-10. It's not even like a tight game, low scoring game. They've turned up with a big win.
Mm.
They're now 4-2, like 4 wins, 2 losses. They're looking like a good team.
Really good team. And I think if you actually look at New York too, the Giants and the Buffalo Bills, everyone is in that rise. And the Jets find themselves above the Dolphins and Patriots in the AFC East. Just behind the Bills, a fantastic team.
The Bills are looking like they could be the best team of the year so far.
Recently beat the Chiefs. And we're sort of coming at this after a bye week because just life got in the way.
Yeah, things have been happening in the URN Touchdown headquarters.
Mm.
We've both been very busy.
Mm.
Dom's been commiserating. I've been
celebrating. We've got Nottingham Forest. I've got 2 points out of a possible 9. That is good.
That's very true. Yeah. Up the Forest.
By the way,
you can hear more about that on Over the Trent podcast.
Lovely. Recording one of those tonight. If we actually go over the rest of week 5, the big headline. Packers 22. New York Giants 27. One of the best London games. Aaron Rodgers making his debut in London. Had a pretty good performance.
I mean, 222 yards, 2 touchdowns. You're never going to say no.
Yeah, it's not bad.
And 25 completions. You know, a very respectable set of stats.
But Saquon Barkley had a mad game. Dan Jones did his job. And I really
Dan Jones did a very good job.
I just think Dan Jones operates in a way that he can create other players to do, and he can allow people to be themselves. I'm not saying he's like Tom Brady, who runs a show, or even Aaron Rodgers, who is his who was his opposing number. He just does the job, similar to like
he did what he needed to. Yeah. That's the thing.
Like a little bit down from Matthew Stafford, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But the Packers find themselves 3-2. Are the Packers for real this year?
I don't know what's happening with the Packers. I genuinely don't. They could have done really well this season. Mm. I thought they'd be up for certainly going straight through to the playoffs.
Mm.
But I'm not so sure anymore. Yeah. It's doubtful. It's not impossible by any means. It's still, you know, they've still got time.
Mm.
But it's not a guarantee by any means. The Jets look more likely than the Packers to go through to the playoffs. And that's not good for the Packers.
I just think the Packers, after the Jets shot, found themselves 3-3, equal at this point 500 at the win percentage. It's just a bit weird. And I just think the NFL is throwing up so many random results. You look at the Cowboys with Jordan Love doing so... Cooper Rush. They're doing so well with a backup receiver. Yes, they lost to the Eagles, but they're doing quite well. The Seahawks actually flourishing without Russell Wilson. The Broncos letting Russ cook, and everything's burnt at the moment. The Broncos look like a horrible, horrible mess. And how many times are they going to be on primetime? Out of the past 6 weeks, they've been on 4 primetime games. Too much, and then they're going to be, well, and can't wait to see them at Wembley.
Well, also, may I just say, the Seahawks, I remember when I was first getting into the NFL, when I was in like year 8, they were massive. They were the team to, you know, they were the team to beat. Yeah. They were your Man United in Alex Ferguson era.
Yeah.
And then they dropped off completely, and is this the start of a bit of a Seahawks resurgence?
I'm careful about that. I don't think the Cardinals are that good. I know DeAndre Hopkins is coming back, but I just don't think the Cardinals are that good. Losing to the Saints, beating the Lions, losing to the Falcons, losing to the Niners. Yeah, they're an up and down team. There's so many up and down teams.
I think they have consistently been worse than they are right now.
Yeah.
I do think, I don't think this is the season for it, but I do think this is the start of something for the Seahawks.
Mm.
I think they actually have an opportunity to work from here and build up again.
Yeah. Speaking of teams who are sort of building back up again, you look at the Chargers at 4-2. After they lost to the Jags, you think, ooh, what's going on here? But since then, a win streak of 3, doing quite well, and they just beat the Denver Broncos in what was another boring game. The Denver Broncos, I cannot stress this enough, do not like scoring more than 16 points. Beating the Browns, beating the wretched Texans, losing to the Jags, losing to the Chiefs.
Again, the Chiefs looking very good.
Yeah, and if you actually look at the Chargers, I was about to call it menu, fixture list. Yeah, menu or fixture outs.
Yeah, we'll go with that. We'll call it a menu.
Seahawks, Falcons, Niners, Chiefs, Cardinals, Raiders, Dolphins. They could easily put themselves into a winning position and into the playoff race in the wild card. If we actually talk about the Dolphins, you'll notice there's no post-match minutes in the last 2 games. Losing to the Vikings in that way was just so tough. Losing to the Jets, I just couldn't bear it. So
yeah, I also, out of respect, didn't send one to Dom because I thought that was fair enough.
Yeah, it's just not looking good. Yeah. Eagles remain the only team without a loss. 6-0, 100% win record.
Surely they've got to go all the way.
Oh, 100%. I don't know when the Super Bowl.
Not necessarily Super Bowl, but certainly straight through to playoffs. Straight through to playoffs. At this rate, they're cruising.
Yeah, but who would have imagined the Giants at 5-1?
Honestly, we've got, what, 1-6-0?
Mm-hmm.
Have we got 2 teams on 5-1, and one of them is the Giants?
Yeah, just bland.
That's unheard of.
Yeah, and you look at who they're playing next. Seahawks, Texans,
Lions. That should be a win.
Cowboys could be interesting.
I think it still should be a win, though.
Mm-hmm.
Commanders, I don't think there should be much of a problem.
No.
Until the Eagles, they don't have much in their way. And then again, Commanders.
Yeah, Vikings, Colts. It's a nice...
They've got quite a nice list.
Can I say it? It's a cakewalk. The Giants, from this position, should make the playoffs.
Yeah, looking at it now, there is absolutely no reason to say the Giants won't make it.
Mm. Let's go back to the AFC. The Bengals are looking slightly interesting, beating the New Orleans Saints in an absolute thriller down at the Caesar Superdome. I just think the Bengals just are a little hungover.
Yeah. They're a bit hungover from the Super Bowl. They need to get back on their feet.
Mm.
They've had some good results. They've had some bad results.
Yeah.
You know, they're in a bit of a neutral position right now. They could do well, but it's too early to tell, I think, for the Bengals. Like, they've had some great performances. They've had some really crap performances.
Yes, yes.
There's no real way to see where they're going to go. So they may just have a neutral season.
I'll tell you who is looking poor, despite a really good comeback win. The Steelers beat the Buccaneers for their second win of the year, but I think this might be the first time since 1990 the Steelers won't make the playoffs.
Oh, I think you are absolutely right. They are really looking dead average at best.
Kenny Pickett does not look like the man for me. I mean,
played well in some of his games, but he's
a bit Teflon.
Yeah, he's not been able to make anything really work. He's made nothing stick.
Josh Allen, on the other hand, Buffalo Bills, we know we talked about this, just looking so good at 5-1. The other, obviously, the Giants. If you're just from New York and you've got blue and red, you're doing quite well. And admittedly, if you've got green, you're doing far well too. 424 yards against the Steelers.
I mean,
I can't see
424 yards out of 20 completions and 420 yards. That's mad stats. Average of 21 yards a receive. So, you know, no slouch there. He's setting up really good plays is what we can attain from there. And 4 touchdowns. That is ridiculous statistics. So he's looking like an absolute beast at the moment. He's one of the ones to beat.
The AFC North is an absolute cluster, don't swear.
But you are right.
It's the only division where there's not a winning percent. Everyone's on 500. The Browns and Steelers are 2-4. The Ravens, the Bengals, the Browns, the Steelers. We can both write out the Steelers. They just look horrible.
They're not getting there. The Browns, they won't.
They won't. Bengals, Ravens, who can you see winning that race?
I'd feel at the moment probably the Ravens. But again, you couldn't really say. Yeah. Neither of them has been particularly inspiring, if I'm honest. It could go either way for them. Whoever can get a streak on is going to be able to take the top of the AFC North. But again, someone needs to get a streak on, and at this point in time, neither of them look like they can.
Yeah, the Ravens look so poor at home, losing to the Dolphins, losing to the Bills with a lead. It's just, you have to make home fortress, have to. The only team they've actually beaten with a winning record is the Jets in the first week of the year, and that wasn't obviously a big thing. I think the Jets looked pretty poor at the start of the year, which is fair to say.
Yeah, the Jets looked rough and have now brought it back to be one of the teams to beat, ironically.
Yeah. 3-2 Tennessee Titans lead the AFC South. Quite a nice road coming up, bar the Chiefs. And the Eagles. There's no one there that should make the Titans fail to make the playoffs.
Bar the Eagles, potentially. Yeah. The Eagles, obviously, being the best team in the NFL right now.
Really, really exciting. Let's do our AFC divisional champions. So each team, I think the AFC East, the Bills?
I think, unfortunately, even though I do love the Jets, it's got to be the Bills. They are looking incredible.
Looking so good, beating the Chiefs at Arrowhead. The AFC West, if it's not the Chargers, something's gone massively wrong.
Yeah, the Chargers are good, but surely it's the Chiefs. Yeah. There is no reason that they will not.
Yeah, they just look very good again. Yeah. AFC North, Ravens.
I'll say Bengals just to be different. Players, it could be either.
AFC South, Titans.
Absolutely.
Let's move over to the NFC. The NFC East, Eagles.
There's, again, no question.
This is the only division without a leader. Oh, sorry, the NFC South. That's actually more teams on 500 than I remembered. The Niners look probably the best, in my opinion. I think the Rams are suffering from that Super Bowl hangover, and also the fact they've changed 3 of their starting 5 in the offensive line. I don't think Matthew Stafford has that protection. I think Jimmy Garoppolo can do a good deal.
Well, 49ers also 2-0 at home, so they've got a bit of a fortress at home so far, but 1-3 away. So for them, if they've got home games coming up, they can be excited. If they've got away games, they should be worried. But if they've got a decent run of home games, they have the potential to do well. So I'd say, cautiously, it should be the Niners winning that. But there's no real way to suggest it at the moment. Again, too many teams are on 3-3 there.
They've got big games against the Chiefs and the Buccaneers. But the Buccaneers are leading the NFC South. And something's going wrong, and I can't quite put my finger on it. I think the personal life of what we've all seen with Tom Brady is leaders are sort of I don't know, it just seems like he's coming onto the field in a way. He's not being himself. Yeah. I feel sorry for the Bucks, and like I just think it's all going a bit wrong. I think they'll make the playoffs, but I don't think they'll make a dent.
That's fair. I think for me it feels a bit like his heart's kind of not in it anymore, which is a real shame, because it is his life. It's been his life, and he's the face of the NFL to so many people. And he came back out of retirement again.
Yeah.
And everyone was, oh my goodness, this is mental, this is ridiculous. And he's just not really turned up.
Not gone. He's just doesn't look...
It feels like he's fallen a bit flat on his face. And that's really hard to see because
even like, as the comedy villain, you want him as a human being to be okay.
And also, frankly, it's no fun when the comedy villain isn't comedic.
Yeah, it's just... Oh.
Like, it's just quite sad. Yeah. Like, it's sad to watch and that's not fun. That takes away from the point of him being there as an amazing player.
Yeah.
Because that's why we love to hate him. Because he's so good.
So good. And you always admire him in a way.
Yeah, you look at... If you're a Barcelona fan, you love hating Ronaldo.
Oh, God.
If you're a Real Madrid fan, you love hating Messi.
Yeah.
That's their thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're now just not quite there anymore. Same with Tom Brady. Yeah. That's the point of having those people, is that you love them if you're with them, you hate them if you're against them. But you're not neutral on it. And Tom Brady... For the first time ever, people can be neutral on him, and that's really sad.
Yeah.
It was better when he retired. It was better when he retired, because people could still look at him and admire everything he'd done without a taint on him.
Mm.
And now he's starting to taint that record, that legacy.
Yeah.
And that's just... It takes away from it.
Let's move on to week 7. The weeks are rolling by. This is a sort of bye week for international games, because next week... They will be playing at Wembley. The Denver Broncos take on the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm going there. But this is the last week for a little while of 6 o'clock kickoffs as the clocks move back, meaning we have an extra hour of football. But not this week. The games start at 6 o'clock. If we actually have a look at the games, there's no real big clashes until the San Francisco 49ers take on the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm going to say, whilst that might not be a big game, if the Chiefs come off a bad run, just lose to the Niners, it could be interesting, but even then, it's not that big of a game. I want to hear your thoughts, Jake. What's your pick for the game? What should fans watch? What games do you think?
I think Chargers Seahawks. I reckon the Chargers have a good opportunity to make something there, and you know, both decent teams to watch.
Mm.
But with the opportunity that the Chargers have against a team who are looking solidly middling, they could make a really entertaining game with some competition, but hopefully a good win.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think your Jets could move to 5-2, which is absolutely very frightening.
That would be ridiculous. If my boys, my Jets, my green and white, can go to 5-2, I'll be elated. And it is the Broncos. There's no reason to say they can't do it.
Do agree. NFL time. What should new fans look out for? I'm going to say... We've done, you know who I'm going to say? Cornerbacks. They're really exciting this year. I'm going to mention my legend of the week is going to be a Jets cornerback. But Xavier Howard for the Dolphins. I think cornerbacks are almost like the fullbacks of American football. They're wide, they're fast, they're really quick, but their aim is to disrupt play. And I think if you ever see a ball go up, they're the ones tipping it down. And Jay, Would you like to be a cornerback? I think you'd be quite good.
I think I'd quite enjoy being a cornerback. That kind of fits my style of playing rugby, and being a cornerback probably would work for me, I reckon.
Yeah, I think cornerbacks should be what fans should look out for. Here are some names that you should look out for. These are all retired ones. Perfect. Edit! No, they're all still retired. Wonderful. Never mind. So I'm going to say, we're going to slightly disrupt it. So it's going to be NLF, okay? Because my legend of the week is Sauce Gardner, who wore a cheese head after beating the Packers last week.
That was amazing.
That was an absolute housery of the finest. He is one of the best cornerbacks in the world, and sort of emphasises your point earlier. The Jets are growing.
And the morale's there again.
Yeah.
It feels like they're finally bringing something together as a team. It's like, again, comparing to Man United... Eric Ten Hag has fostered something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it feels like the Jets are doing the same. They've got some attitude. They've got a little bit of spunk and a little bit of pizzazz.
They've got
something back. There's a bit of fire in their hearts again.
Yeah.
So to see them go 5-2 would be beautiful. And I feel like they genuinely can.
I think he will be your Legend of the Week, Sauce Gardner, too.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, okay. So our for sure wins. Ooh. We've got to make it fair because we can't go for things like the Giants and the Jags or the Cowboys and the
Lions.
That's
a cruise.
It's not many competitive games. Oh, okay. Ravens will beat the Browns.
I think that's a good shout. I'm going to say Titans-Colts. Titans will win.
Cool.
That's my call.
that's pretty much all we have time for. Thank you very much for listening. We know you're very busy and we're aware this isn't maybe your main sport, but we really do appreciate everyone who listens. So please follow us. You're an underscore touchdown. We don't have anything to plug, really. Lots of Instagram content. So follow you're an underscore away underscore days for my trip to Brighton to see Nottingham Forest get an amazing point against Brighton Hove Albion. To genuinely put this into context, every hour I drove there, we had a shot. It was a 3-hour journey. It was miserable.
That's the kind of football you like to see.
So yeah, watch the NFL this week. I'm going to be writing an article about watching Red Zone for Impact, which should be quite fun. And Jake is head of the mic, so any good articles you got coming out?
I have a couple of things in the works currently for the URN Repercussions podcast, actually. I've been chatting to a very good friend of mine who happens to be a PR for a band I adore, Frank Carter and the Rattlesnakes, and he's put me in touch with one of his colleagues. So I've got two bands who I'll be chatting to for the Repercussions podcast, hopefully, in the near future. One called Jet Ski, who are kind of a indie, vaguely inspired sunshine indie band from Sheffield, but they have a very Manchester sound.
Sunshine. Yeah.
And a band called She Must Burn, who are a bit more my alley, playing some very symphonic blackened deathcore from London. So much more up my alley than yours, I would suggest, Dom.
So, thank you, Jake, for that. Head of the mic, so please do get on that. Their socials too. Read it if you can. Away days, over the Trent, sticky wickets, Cricket World Cup going on. Come on, Ireland, tomorrow, playing for their place at the Cricket World Cup. So, come on,
any
lads.
Any other plugs? Urine Mashup.
Urine Mashup, why not? Eco-Frenzy. We did a massive, they think it's all Doha with the Eco-Frenzy girls. It was a delight. And yeah, it made me realise the world is doomed. So that's all we have time for. Thank you very much for listening. Go well, keep it locked, and keep it